The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running. I was unaware of just how high the levels of Schartenfarter go this morning. I didn't know they could go this high. Josh DiMaggio, is this Christmas morning? Was yesterday Christmas Eve and today is Christmas morning as the Jets continue to try to navigate their future beyond Robert Saleh?
In the annals of history of my life, yesterday was a top five day in my entire life. It proved to be my swan song, a beautiful day for me that justified all the things I've been saying for years about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers moving on from him. It was a good day to be me, Jen.
And just to remind everybody, what have you been saying for years about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers moving on from him?
That they would be better off without Aaron Rodgers in there, that he was infectious to the culture, to the winning culture that the Packers were trying to be, and that Jordan Love was due to get an opportunity.
So yesterday, you did a little tweeting, did you?
I did a lot of tweeting.
Tell us some of your best work yesterday on the old X.
After it was initially announced, there's a tweet here about Wilde and Tausch talking about the Aaron Rodgers firing his head coach. I said, has anyone in sports made a bigger mistake, bigger failure than Aaron Rodgers did, thinking he could have it better on his own, running the team in New York? Ashton Rotman tweeted, don't think Josh DiMaggio has ever been more happy than this nightmare continuing. To which I said, pure elation. When Pat McAfee noted that Aaron Rodgers might not be joining, but he was scheduled to join, I tweeted out, hey, Aaron Rodgers, with the Warriors gif, come out to play.
And then...
When it was announced that Aaron Rodgers, shockingly, would not be joining, I just simply sent a chicken emoji.
All right, and then Connor Hughes says, I'm told by multiple sources that Robert Saleh was not ushered out of the team facility by security, and you said...
We don't believe you are the Jets PR machine trying to spin this for PR.
Rich Cimini said, Woody says Rodgers had no input in the decision, to which you said...
Just like he didn't have input on Alan Lazard or Nathaniel Hackett, right?
You really were on one, huh?
I sure was. Yeah. The you can see there's a video of me from when I joined KBN also to somebody who didn't enjoy my appearance on KBN yesterday. I don't know why. Where I have a cigar in my mouth and I'm saying it's a good day to be me. Everything's coming up, Joshy. Because yesterday...
You're not supposed to smoke in here, just for clarification's sake. There you are lighting up a big stogie.
Yeah, you have to have a victory cigar when you take down the man you've been trying to take down for years.
So as for the Packers, there has been people who have been trying to connect Robert Saleh to the Packers. Robert Saleh and Matt LaFleur, famously very good friends, guys, right? Were they in each other's weddings?
Best
or something?
Man.
Yeah. Best yeah. Men in each other's weddings. So would you be okay with Robert Saleh coming to Green Bay and being a sort of special assistant to the defensive coordinator? Would you be okay with him sort of bringing some of his knowledge to help Jeff Hafley? Gabe, you have been very critical of the pass rush. You are concerned that that will keep them from a championship level, from a playoff run. Would you be okay with another brain in that defensive room?
If Jeff Hafley wants it. I think this has to be a Jeff Hafley decision.
No.
Matt LaFleur can't force it on him. And Hafley does have a connection. They coached together in San Francisco once upon a time. So there is a connection there for Hafley. If Hafley wants it, sure. But I don't want Matt LaFleur going, hey, here's my best bud. Find something for him to do each and every week. That's not what I want.
No. No. Go away. Go away. You were supposed to be the top defense in the league this year, and it was all the Jets defense ever since Saleh was there was great. You know?
It has been.
They've given up 32, 24, 24. I don't think that's great. They gave up 10 to the Broncos, who are terrible, and 23. No, he doesn't need anyone stepping on feet here. The media would eat this alive, especially if things went south. Go find another job. We're fine. I trust Halfley. He doesn't have the players he needs yet, but he will get there. And he doesn't need solace. Enough of the nepotism in this. Is it nepotism if it's a friend or has it got to be family?
I think nepotism is specifically family.
Is it? All right. Bepotism or whatever they want to call it. Go away.
But
we're fine.
Palatism. You know,
especially in the middle of a season.
Friendotism.
Just don't need it. It's stupid.
Gabe is correct, though. The Jets have had one of the best defenses in the league with Robert Saleh running the show.
Yeah, second in yards this year, and they are top 10 in points given up.
Titans, Patriots, Broncos.
That's who they played.
Three hideous offenses. So, good for you. Way to go.
But you have often said, Chu, that there are guys who are better suited for defensive coordinator / offensive coordinator positions than head coach. You know, and everybody wants to be a head coach because that's where the prestige is, that's where the pay is. But, you know, maybe he is just a better defensive mind and he was being bogged down by all the other BS.
Do you think Jeff Halfley, if you had him in a room by himself, wants Saleh on his staff?
If the answer from Halfley is no, then it's a no from me.
But let me ask you this, though. Don't we also admire people who say, yeah, bring him in. Let's hear what he has to say. Let's see what his thoughts would be. Let's let him. You know what? You cannot let your ego drive the bus here. If there's somebody out there who's available who can help your team get better, and I don't know that he can, but I think you kick the tires on it. I think you find out.
He's not going to make the pass rush better. Like, he's not going to suddenly make Rashawn Gary into the player the Packers thought Rashawn Gary was when they signed him to a contract. Like, that's just...
I just don't think they need the distraction because if things go a little south and you know, the media is going to go, oh, and people are going to go, oh,
get
fire Halfley.
Well, if you're worried about public perception, if you're worried about public perception, then you just don't announce it, guys. You don't think Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh are going to chit chat? You don't think they're going to have a conversation? If I'm Matt LaFleur, I would say to Saleh, hey, we're having a tough time with our pass rush. You got any ideas? You got anything that might help us out? And I don't think that's undermining Jeff Halfley. I think it's, again, more heads are better than one.
But look at it from Saleh's standpoint, too. If he does take another job, then he doesn't get that guaranteed money, I believe, from the Jets.
He still gets made whole.
Yes.
So whatever... assistant salary, special assistant to the traveling secretary job he takes. Like the Jets would still be responsible for making him whole.
And the guys do this all the time, by the way. Head coaches do this all the time. They go out there and they talk to somebody else and say, hey, I'm having trouble with this. Or, hey, when you guys faced this team, what worked for you? Hey, da da da. Because they all have relationships. It would not surprise me if LaFleur goes to Saleh and says, hey, you got any ideas for our defense? What do you see when you look at film? I'm going to send you some plays. I'm going to send you some film. Take a look and tell me what you think. Because what a waste.
I think it's a very, very bad idea.
Because you think it would undermine Halfley?
If it just, you know, if I was an offensive coordinator, I don't need someone telling me how to run my offense. If I have 100% confidence in myself, I don't need someone telling me.
If you're good. And your team has been good.
I think Halfley's good.
Oh, sure. But Gabe, again, go back to the pass rush.
But again, I don't think the pass rush is a Jeff Halfley
thing.
It's a player thing.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if you are beating your head against the wall over and over again, game in and game out, and you're not getting the production, you're telling me you wouldn't ask somebody else in the defensive space, hey, is there anything I can do to get these guys to play above their talent level?
No. I mean, Rashawn Gary getting blocked one-on-one by a tight end is not on Jeff Halfley and would not improve if you brought in whoever to help out. That's on Rashawn Gary. He has to be better. He has to develop those different things that he has to do. I mean, he was fine. Last year, he had 9 sacks last year.
I just don't, you know. I mean, is Vrabel still with Wisconsin? Who did Wisconsin bring in
them
out?
Vrabel came in very briefly and then ended up someplace else.
Is Jim Leonard still in Illinois?
I believe so.
He is? Okay, well, they're playing well.
Okay, scratch that one.
I kind of blew up in my
Throw that one out.
It's just, I don't know. I wouldn't want it.
I think it's got to be Halfley. And if LaFleur decides to call up Saleh behind Halfley's back, he's got to let Halfley know. You got to be transparent about the whole thing.
I don't think Saleh would do it, number one. I mean, he's got to lick his chops right now, right?
What's crazy is...
I mean, dude, you just got canned after 5 games.
If the Jets would have done this during the offseason, Saleh could be the Packers defensive coordinator, not Halfley.
Correct.
That's the crazy part. Is that we were 5 weeks. I mean, if they would have done this when they probably should have.
I like Halfley, though. I like what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Like, again,
I like what he's doing.
The blitzes he's called,
Look at the turnovers, that's where they've generated pressure.
The turnovers that he's been able to create. Again, generating pressure with four, there's only so much you can do there.
Just a little housekeeping issue there. The Cleveland Browns have had hired Mike Vrabel for a coaching personnel consultant position.
That's what it was. So he stayed in the NFL.
With the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
But he was, for a hot second, assisting his, by the way, former roommate, Fickle.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, Fickle?
Fickle and Vrabel were roommates.
Oh, at Ohio State?
Must have been.
You don't know.
Maybe. Wait, you think they were roommates in high school? What are we talking about?
Maybe they went to Istanbul and needed to share an Airbnb. I mean, who the hell knows?
800-990-3776. Would you guys be open to Robert Saleh assisting, consulting, contributing to the Packers defense, to helping Halfley out, to maybe Matt LaFleur picking his brain on how to make the defense better? Gabe is out on it unless Halfley is in on it, and Chewy is out on it across the board. 800-990-3776. I'm just saying, I think that letting your ego dictate not talking to somebody who may have some insight feels short-sighted to me. That like, I just think that if there are people out there with insight, the best in the world are open to listening. It doesn't mean you take everything that is given to you. It doesn't mean that you administer or you execute everything that is being told to you, but you at least listen to the ideas that are out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if Matt LaFleur felt like, I want to do my due diligence and hear what Robert Saleh, who we all think is a good defensive mind, thinks about our team going forward. It makes you very uncomfortable. Like, you're very shifty over there.
Because it's just the dynamic of, hey, this is my best friend. Find something for him to do, Halfley.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying hire him. I'm not saying bring him on. I'm saying, would you want him to consult? Would you want him to contribute? Would you want him to give his thoughts on what is working and what isn't working for the Packers defense this year?
I think they know what's not working. They're 32nd in pass rush win rate. Pretty obvious what's not working. The front four. And again, I don't think that there's something that Halfley can do, or that even Robert Saleh can do, that's going to make that front four play better. Some of this has to be on the players, and the players aren't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going, you know, hey, Drake May, be Aaron Rodgers. Just be Aaron Rodgers. No, that's not how any of that works. Some people just aren't talented enough, and that's what it's looking like through five games.
I mean, I don't care if it's Vince Lombardi, there's still the potential that it could be a distraction, and you don't need that. You don't need it. You don't. You know?
Keep building, especially with Halfley being here for the first season, right? Like, and now all of a sudden you have LaFleur go, hey, I talked with my buddy Robert. Hey, maybe we should try some of this stuff. Doesn't that trust me with my job?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
He's talking to Saleh behind my back?
Yeah.
What's going on here? Like, you just don't, it doesn't.
I just don't think it has to be cloak and dagger. I do think that the people who are the best at what they do are open to ideas from other people who have proven that they are the best at what they do. And I don't think it's an indictment of your talent. And I don't think it's saying you can't do the job. You can't get it done. It's saying, hey, here's another resource. Take it for what it's worth. I don't have an issue with that. And again, I'm not saying undermine him. I'm not saying slide him in through the back door that hopefully he can eventually take over for Halfley. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm saying when there's information out there and there are people who have been successful in a certain space, I'm going to listen.
But
I'm going to hear what they have to say and see if they can get me closer to my goals.
There are so many traps that are set there. Like, you have to execute it perfectly to make sure that to Chewy's point, it doesn't become a distraction. You're not undermining. You're not undercutting your new defensive coordinator who you hired this offseason. Like, there's just, there are too many ways it can go awry and cause a distraction.
Just feels like a little paranoia.
It is, but.
Oh, because NFL coaches are famously not paranoid.
I thought he was going to sing the song.
We'll destroy you.
There it is.
They really keep it
together. But coaches are so afraid of distractions. They really are. They're almost, well, they are. They're paranoid about distractions. They are.
Yeah. Just keep the train on the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving forward.
800-990-3776. Let's put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Again, We are not undermining. We are not doing it behind Halfley's back. We are not even trying to like set it up for future strategizing. I want Sala to be my DC when it inevitably doesn't work with Halfley. I'm not saying any of those things. I am saying if there is a resource out there, do you have an obligation to excavate? Do you have an obligation to check it out? Do you have an obligation to do your due diligence when it is hard to win in the NFL? Let us know. 800-990-3776. We'll take a break. 76. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe,
and
Chewy.
76?
Okay, don't even. Let's just.
I think you have a pretty good idea.
I've got a picture in my head.
It's like 70, 69, but better.
Picturing a shower.
I mean, nice.
I feel bad saddling PCI with this, but here we are. For your next home improvement situation, contact my friends over at PCI. Whether it's a remodeling project or you are building a new home, the folks at PCI can get the job done and they will do it exceptionally. They've been doing it for 20 years, celebrating an anniversary this summer. And Mike and Michelle will do exceptional work for you with their family-owned company. If you want to learn more about PCI and what they can do for you and your project, just go to their website. It's professionalconstructioninc.com, professionalconstructioninc.com. Sorry, guys.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white stiff earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN. Whoa!
Yeah! I want to tell you about my good friends over at the Ewald Automotive Group. What can you do in an hour? You take a nap, maybe do some cleaning. Go have lunch with a friend, watch your favorite show, go to a yoga class, maybe go to the gym, buy a car. That's right, at Ewald Automotive Group, they'll have you in and out in about an hour. All you need to do is go to ewaldauto.com, select the vehicle that you're interested in, and get your instant price. Get a firm trade-in offer, customize your payment option, even add your own protection plan. Then you just head to the dealership, and you'll be in and out in about an hour. Just one of the ways Ewald makes it easy, so start now at ewaldauto.com.
We are putting it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Would you be in on Matt LaFleur consulting with Robert Saleh about the Packers defense? 800-990-3776. Lots of reaction rolling in fast and furious on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line and on the YouTube comments. You can always stream the show on our ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page. Let's go out to Derek in Lake Geneva. Derek, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Your reaction to the thought of Matt LaFleur consulting with Robert Saleh about the Packers defense?
Yeah, I'd have to say absolutely not. Big thumbs down. I mean, unless he can carpool with Hassan Reddick and bring that guy over, I don't really see what the point is. And Chewy, I got a quick question. If we would pull a free agent up to the defensive line, is it possible that bringing in some new blood could put a fire under the rest of the four under our defensive line? It's just not going anywhere with the warm bodies that we have sitting there right now. It just doesn't make sense. And real quick, good news, bad news. Good news, Gabe, Chewy, you get to work with Jen, who's a complete smoke show. Bad news, I don't. Enjoy your week, guys.
There you go. Yeah,
there you have it. What did he ask me?
Bringing in
a D lineman?
Bringing in a free agent.
There's no one on the street that's worth their sub, so they'd have to trade.
Well, and again, like Hassan Reddick, I don't want to pay it. I mean, I don't want to pay that guy. He hasn't been doing anything football-wise.
No, I know.
And then give him a bunch of money, come in here. And, oh, that seems like a bad idea.
800-990-3776. Alan weighing in on the YouTube page saying, the thing is, it wouldn't be a distraction. There's enough bad defenses out there that Saleh won't be unemployed for long. And that's the thing. There are people who are saying, look, if you don't bring him in, Shanahan will. Shanahan will bring him in to help out with their defense out in San Francisco. And that's another team you got to get through to get to the NFC Championship game, to get to the Super Bowl. Let's go out to Gilbert in Florida. First of all, Gilbert, I hope everybody is safe down there and you are managing with the storm that is impending. Impending, pending, pending storm. Either way, Gilbert in Florida. Good morning. You're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. So for my advice, I would honestly think that it would be a great idea because the pass rush in Green Bay is kind of struggling right now. And why not bring in somebody who's proven as a defensive line coach or a defensive line assistant coach? And it'll only be perhaps the season. And next year, he'll pretty much get like a defensive coordinator job somewhere else. So, yeah, I would honestly think it would be the smartest move Matt LaFleur would do, because Green Bay is on a win now mode. They need to win now. And sooner or later, they're going to have to pay all these guys all these premium money. So why not take advantage of the opportunity that's sitting right there? What do you think?
I mean, Robert Saleh is good at scheming things. And I'm sure he's not running the same defense as Halfley is. I mean, I don't know what kind of position coach he is. And I mean, if I lost Andy Reid in the middle of if they brought in, who knows, Mark Bavaro to try to teach me to do things in the middle of the season, you don't have time. You know, there's just no time, especially with the practice restrictions. What are they going to do with Lucas Van Ness? Here, this is what Reggie White used to do. Go home and work on this. And then he's going to show up and go, wow, this is amazing. We brought him in. He's so much better. It's not how it works, people. It's not how it works.
800-990-3776. I always like to get to the point of the show where Chewy tells us something and then tells us again right away to make sure he drives the point home. Feels like we're making good progress here. If your best friend is a great defensive mind within the NFL and your defense is not doing well, why wouldn't you bring him in to help you out? That from John in the 414. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Gabe in Ashland. Gabe, did you know there were other Gabes out there? This is a surprise to me. Gabe, your thoughts?
I've only met a few of them, honestly.
See, thank you very much.
Yeah. So, but anyways, I'm going to say that I'm okay with Saleh coming in as long as Halfley's okay with it. I think maybe Matt sits down with him and says, hey, you know, here's a couple ideas, or, you know, how do you feel? Because I like what Halfley's doing. I mean, yeah, we want more pressure coming in from the front four, but, you know, Saleh, good mind. Somebody else will grab him otherwise. But I feel like it has to be a mutual decision. That's just my take on it.
I can guarantee you this. Halfley doesn't want him there.
Then he's not there.
I guarantee he doesn't want him there. He might say to be a nice guy, but he doesn't want him there.
Now, just so you know, Keith is telling us in the 262, Saleh was the guy who gave LaFleur Halfley's name for the defensive coordinator position.
What does that matter? That means great, wonderful.
He was
the best man. Who gives a
quid pro quo, Clarice?
I know. Do you think I honestly wanted Keith Jackson to come in?
Well, we know. You've told us a million times.
Do you think I actually, when they said we're bringing him in, yay! Let's bring him in. Less playing time for me. Less catches. Yes! Bring him in, please. I mean, do you think I actually wanted that?
I mean, if Ron came to you and you did that, I think that would have been hilarious.
Yay!
You know?
Complete with the clapping thing.
Yeah, but you're going to block more. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great.
Less
you're not going to catch any touchdowns. Isn't that wonderful?
As much as I'm enjoying this analogy, it isn't exactly apples to apples, right? Because he's not taking...
Like
Saleh wouldn't be taking catches away from Halfley. It's just a consultant.
Here's a question for you, Chute. Do you think in the long run you were better off with...
Well, the team, yes, the team was.
And?
Do you think you personally
grew today's... Hold on, we just talked to Adam, right? Mm-hmm. And he said there's a huge difference between... when I played as of today, if I grew up in, today's climate of kids, I guarantee I wouldn't have wanted them there. Am I right?
But in retrospect, I think Josh is asking a good point, Chew, or a good question. Do you feel like him being there made you better?
Made me better? Yes. But I guarantee Halfley does not want him there.
Well,
because
again,
there's a fear, like there's
Gabe
always
is saying
that fear.
That's
the end of the discussion.
And because, I think we're all in agreement on that. Like, you do not tell him this is how it's going
to
go.
Yeah, you want that to be more of a, you know, collaboration.
I'm just saying from the individual, you're like, okay, there's a threat that, I don't know, this is this guy's best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
100%.
Know, if things
that's what
go
I'm
a
saying.
Little south and then I'm out of here.
Yeah, there's going to be, again, because coaches are by nature paranoid.
Yes.
Chef Ed weighing in saying most of the teams in the league have at least one beast on the defensive line, and the Packers don't have a guy like that. That's why they stink.
Yeah.
But they're paying two guys
like
to be beasts.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people who say that we should be criticizing Brian Gutekunst for that he has missed on that position.
Certainly on Van Ness. I look at the Rashawn Gary contract kind of similarly to like Christian Yelich with the Brewers. Like, when the Packers gave him that contract, I think every general manager is probably giving him that contract. Who knows if it's been the knee? Who knows the reason why Rashawn Gary's fallen off the face of the earth?
But why are we surprised at Gary? He did this in college. He was the best recruit out there that went to Michigan. And when he was at Michigan, we talked about this when he was drafted. He did nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but he's like...
So what did he have? One good year?
Would you
is
say...
Is that what he's had? One good year?
He's had 9.5 sacks and 9 sacks in a season.
And that's not even great. Five.
No. But I mean, the way, especially the way he started last year, like the pressure numbers were for him were very good. Like everything across the board for him has completely fallen off.
Feels like a what did you expect conversation there. To bring it back around. Steve weighing in the 715. Well, it happened an hour and a half ago, so that's
good for him.
Which is very
short term.
Yeah.
The short term's the thing he struggles with.
Steve in the 715 saying the boys are right. If they bring him in, it's a complete disaster. Instead of winning ball games, everyone is in a race to show who's in charge of the defense. You see it all the time. The best intentions in the world, but the people directly affected get defensive, priorities get skewed, and that begins the unraveling. 800-990-3776. Jeremy says, no way. Saleh seems like a terrible presence. If the Jets play like trash against the Bills, maybe then bring him in. I'm not sure what those two things have to do with each other. I expect the Jets to ball out like the Tigers have since Baez left their locker room. That's a baseball reference, right? We're sliding over to the...
Ball out? Kidding me? They're not good. They're not good enough. What are they going to do? Hey, they're going to win a game. Maybe two. Good luck.
Who are we talking about now?
He's still dancing on the Jets' grave right now. Yeah.
Have fun at 8 and 9, baby.
For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate, the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It's nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with culinary creativity. Every bite is a work of culinary artistry at St. Kate's Aria. Learn more and make reservations at Aria, A-R-I-A, at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. Dating app. It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once throw up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Reaction continuing to roll in about the thought of, the suggestion of Robert Saleh, who is now unemployed, consulting with the Green Bay Packers on their defense. Let's go out to the phone lines, 800-990-3776. Tony in Waukesha, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What do you think?
I think it's a good idea to bring him in. You know, I know that Halfley may not like it or not, but I mean, right now the defensive line's having some issues, obviously. But I think the bigger issue is that the fact that we're kind of glossing over the fact that we're asking Rashawn Gary to play a position he doesn't play. He's not a defensive end. He's a linebacker in a 4-3. He's a linebacker in a 3-4. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, if you look at what happened to Aaron Campman, the same thing happened when he went from defensive end to linebacker. He fell off the face of the earth. And that's what's happening here with Rashawn Gary. He's not a defensive end, and they're asking him to play that. And I think we're getting way too hard on a guy who's been asking.
He did nothing last year. He did nothing last year as a 3-4 linebacker.
That's inaccurate. He was a defensive end, naturally. And he said this was...
He did nothing. He had 3 sacks. What was his total sacks last year?
9.
9 and 3 in one game?
He had 2 3-sack games. And then nothing after November, middle of November. Yeah. He's had 1 sack in the last 12 games. He played defensive end at Michigan, came in when they made this hire. He was very excited because he was excited to put his hand in the ground.
When you're paid like an A player, you have to play like an A player, not a B player. And he has never played like an A player. An A player has 13 to 15 sacks a year, not 9.
Yeah, and look, I mean, this is, I think, would be more suited for him because as a 3-4 outside linebacker, you're asked to drop into coverage more. As a 4-3 defensive end, you're getting after the quarterback more.
Yeah.
And he just hasn't been able to do that through 5 games.
Let's go out to Chris in Kenosha. Chris, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What are your thoughts on Robert Saleh and the Green Bay Packers defense?
Well, I think part of the problem would be you're basically telling Halfley after 5 games he's not doing his job. And he's always going to be looking over his shoulder wondering what's going on. But I think this all stems from LaFleur not hiring an experienced defensive coordinator that was in the NFL. I'm not sure they'd be having these issues if they would have hired somebody with NFL experience.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an issue with Jeff Hafley right now. I have zero issue because I feel like they're getting the turnovers. They're being aggressive. They're doing all of the things that Hafley talked about, and they're having success in some of the more interceptions than they had all of last year. Jeff Hafley can't make less talented players more talented.
People, let's stop making excuses for players. Let's stop with the making excuses for players. If you're paid to be a top five pass rusher in this league, you should play. And I'm speaking from experience. There's times I didn't play up to the amount I was getting paid. That happens. But don't make excuses for players. Look at McKinney. You know? He is paid accordingly. He is paid to be an A player, and he's playing like an A++ player. How you win the Super Bowl is your A's play like A's and your C's play like B's. Your A's can't play like B's and C's plays like C's. You're not going to win a Super Bowl. Guys have to overperform or perform in order to win it all. And that's why I'm saying they're a year away. I don't know what they do with the guy's contract, but if you're being paid $20 million, 13 sacks is the number.
I don't think he's getting there.
I don't either.
He's got 1 through 5. It'd be tough to get to 13.
Are you with me? Are you guys, you know?
Look, I think that there is a responsibility here for the players to play better as well.
Yeah.
I don't think that we are saying that that's not the case. At least I'm not saying that. I don't think Gabe is either. Gabe, you've been very adamant that you have to put some of the blame here on the players.
I'm putting the majority of the blame on the players. Now,
the difference is this, okay? When you're a young player, a coach can make a huge difference. But when you're in your fifth year, when I had Andy Reid for 4 or 5 years, he just spun me up and let me go. There was no more coaching. It's just like, oh, it's not technical coaching, and it shouldn't be anymore. It should be, see this tell right here? See how he's got his leg back a little bit? That means he's going to. That's where it goes to. It doesn't go to develop this move here. You should know that. There's no more development of a player in year 7 or year 5. Your development is 1 through 3. And you see it with Tucker Kraft, and you see it with Jaden Reed, right? Tucker Kraft has not hit full on the gas tank. He's not even at 3/4. He can get so much better because he's a young kid that played at a small school. That's where a coach makes a difference. Okay? You're not going to make it with Mercedes Lewis in his 17th year and say, hey, I'm going to teach you something new today. You get to a point where players got to play. And that's where they're at. It's like, God, stop making excuses. If you play, hey, Frank, you played like crap, own it. Say you played like crap.
800-990-3776, reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Jen, you said that the human brain recalls the bad. If you bring in Saleh, Hafley's brain will go straight to the bad. And Craig in the 443 says he's going back to the 49ers. Shanahan doesn't care about feelings. He cares about having his old defense back. Interesting perspective there.
Robert Saleh is not coaching this year. He's done. Would you agree? I mean, that's a safe bet. You want to go to Pato?
I don't know if Pato's got it on the board.
Is that a prop?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not even sure how you categorize it.
I mean,
it.
I'll take that bet all day long.
Reports are that he plans to take the year off.
I told you.
He's already taking the victory.
Kevin weighing in saying, here's an example, Jen. We're bringing in Aaron Andrews to help you out. Get a different perspective. Help put a different spin on subjects. Would you be okay with that? ? Yes. I guess that's what I'm trying to say here, Kevin. I don't mind if someone has more experience, if someone has a different perspective. I don't mind hearing from them. I am okay with it because I don't consider it an indictment of my own talent. I am confident enough in what I can do to know that it is just another perspective. And maybe, just maybe, I'll take a little bit of something from that person's
perspective. But what if you lose airtime?
Fine.
Really?
Yeah. But again, this is where I think there's the disconnect. Hafley's not losing airtime. Hafley's not losing catches.
Not yet. until things go south and like, hey, we're going to let him handle third down.
I just told you that I took two callers because it was less work for me. What are we doing here?
What's your line again?
But I did really say that. What did you expect?
What did you expect? I mean, it's me, Jen. Yeah.
What did you expect? All right, we got to take a break. We got to come right back after this. But guys, I want to tell you about my friends over at Accutrans. They are a veteran-owned business dedicated to providing unmatched corporate, personal, and event-related transportation that you will use again and again. From corporate travel to weddings to group events, Accutrans Group caters to every occasion. Booking is easy, safe, and dependable. Visit their website at www.accutransgroup.com to get a quote or book a reservation today. That's accutransgroup.com for reliable and safe transportation wherever you need to go.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, you take Jesus and the presence out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Do you care if people don't like you?
All right, segment over.
Jester's dead. That would be a no, Jen.
What did you expect? Yeah. Because Milwaukee, Jesse Winker doesn't like you. Jesse Winker said he hates Milwaukee, and he plans on hating Milwaukee for a very long time. Now, you could make the argument that the feeling is mutual. You could make the argument that the boos that Jesse Winker got, the jawing with Willy Adames, who is one of the, you know, to a man, most liked players in the league.
He's also a chicken.
Who's a chicken?
Jesse Winker.
Okay, so I know where you stand on this.
Yeah, it doesn't mean...
Oh, because he didn't go in the parking lot?
He didn't show up to the parking lot. Guess who did? Our boy Willie.
That's right. So Jesse Winker says he hates Milwaukee. And, well, do we care that Jesse Winker hates Milwaukee? I will say this. He's having a lot of success. I mean, the Mets are now on the verge of punching their ticket to the next round of the playoffs. And he has been a reason why, whether we want to admit it or not. Gabe, how do you feel about Jesse Winker?
Look, I can hate Jesse Winker longer than he hates my city.
Hate him right back.
Yeah, I can hold on to this a lot longer than you can, Jesse. Yeah, I mean, just guaranteeing you're getting yourself booed every time you come back, assuming somebody even wants you next year. He's lucky he got a contract this year. Bad as he played here. 199. What do you expect, dude?
Thank you.
What do you expect? You play like that? And I don't even know if, I mean, I guess you were kind of getting booed. I think Craig was getting booed when he decided to pinch hit you. But again, what do you expect? You hit below the Mendoza line. Bob Uecker makes fun of his playing career, and he was better in his playing career than you were with the Brewers. 199.
So here's the thing, though. You can excuse away Jesse Winker stinking with the Brewers because he did deal with injuries. And you could say, well, clearly he was not back. He was not fully recovered from those injuries. But then you act like a clown with Willy Adames. Bleep you. What you gonna do about it?
He was
what
ready
you
to wanna do, something.
Do?
He was ready
what
to
you
do
wanna
something.
Do? That whole thing that we threw out there from John Boy. And now you say, I hate Milwaukee. I will hate them. What was the line? What's the actual line he said? I want to make sure I'm not misrepresenting Jesse Winker. I'll hate them forever. You know who can make Jesse Winker's life tough? Brewers fans. Mm-hmm. Every time, like you said, Gabe, he comes to the stadium.
Yep.
You know what Jesse Winker can't do? Affect my life.
Is that beamable, though, in the rules of baseball?
Well, he thinks he got beamed. Yeah, right?
He thinks he got thrown out on purpose already. Because again, Jesse Winker's so bleeping important, you got thrown at the end of the regular season. Yeah, you got thrown because you're so important. Everybody thinks, you know, and remembers Jesse Winker's time here, man. It was all forgettable until you decided you wanted to hate us.
Did I say that wrong?
What?
Is it beamed or beamed?
I'm sorry, say it again.
M or an N?
Wait, you think we're beaming people?
Yeah.
What is this, Star Trek?
I thought it was beam.
No, you're not.
It's bean.
With an N,
as in pork and beans.
Correct, yes.
I mean, not exactly.
Why beans?
No, it's not beans. It's bean.
No, kidney beans.
You beaned them.
Because you hit them in the kidneys.
Is that why?
No, please stop. What are you doing?
No, really, I'm serious here.
Jen, what are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I thought it
we
was
could
cruel.
Have had. We could have had him go. Josh threw up. He had a big one. He had him. He was reeling him in.
So it's beans. I always thought it was beamed.
Yeah, I understand what you thought. And Joshy had a great explanation that he came up with off the top of his head. And he was reeling in a big fish. And Jen decided that she was going to come in and cut the line.
Cruel and unusual. And also, when we talked earlier about who can get who fired, I still feel like Chewy could get me fired. So you know what? I'm siding with the big guy over here. Joshy, you had a great example, though, of how guys could handle, and maybe Jesse Winker should have handled, coming back to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I found it interesting that we just watched Malik Willis, who faced his old team that moved on from him for basically a nothing pick. And when asked about the Tennessee Titans and whether he wanted to get back at him, he chose to say, I have no animosity towards them. They gave me a shot in this league,
yeah,
and they paid me every single week. So what am I supposed to be mad about? They gave me every opportunity that I could have wanted. Jesse Winker, who the Brewers did the same thing. The Seattle Mariners were way out on him. He had struggled, and really nobody wanted to enter into the Jesse Winker sweepstakes. The Brewers gave him a chance, and he failed at it. Now, could he be mad that the fans booed him in a playoff game? Perhaps. Last year when he came up to pinch hit.
But like I said, I mean, I think it was more booing Craig.
I think it was also, because I don't, like, how mad can you be at somebody for not performing? It's like, yeah, this is what you are. We don't know what to do about it. And then he came back here with an axe to grind with Willie Adames, and now he says he hates, like, the whole city. He didn't say the Brewers. He hates all of us. For some reason, this city did him wrong.
Beautiful lake views.
Is that just, like, an ignorance to how sports work, though? Like, you may be upset that you got booed, but you were underperforming, okay? You may have explanations for why you were underperforming, yes. But even so, don't you appreciate the passion of a fan base that is so in tune with what is going on with the team that they know that you're being put in the batter's box with, like you said, my brain just stopped on me. Under the Mendoza line.
Yes.
His average was under the Mendoza line. You can't you appreciate that that's an educated, locked-in fan base? Like, you would think that from a sports perspective, you would be like, hell yeah. Y'all know what you're talking about. You're not just sitting here blindly going through the motions.
I mean, it seems like a real dum-dum. Doesn't quite understand that.
No, it's a Frank Winters theory, you know? You play like crap, then the reporter should be afforded
to say
you played like crap.
I think there's something informative also in both the way Christian Yelich in that in-game interview and Willie Adames handled it. They implied something about him as a person and how that's who he is, you know who I am, or you know who Willie is, you know who he is. So it seems like there was probably some unrest in that locker room with, or that clubhouse, with however he was behaving and how he treated his teammates. Because for both those guys who typically don't really do that with anyone ever, they made veiled shots at his character.
I've never heard, like, yeah, Christian's never done anything like that. Like, Christian doesn't really talk about anybody.
No. Mm-hmm.
So for him to take that shot on national television.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that gives you, that's, you know, who Jesse Winker is.
That's why, you know, coming to this Sunday's game, I'm going to be fascinated on how Dobbs plays.
How do you think the fan base reacts to that?
I don't know. I don't know. And I always go back to, who's the guy? Montgomery.
Oh, Ty Montgomery.
Because he clearly didn't give a crap.
Yeah.
Wait, how you should know? They react? How would you want the fans to react?
I would cheer him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's young. We all, you know, stupid, make mistakes. But how is he going to respond? How is he going to play? Is he going to go over the top? Is he going to play to the whistle?
But then he needs to say that, just so you know. He needs to say, when you stick a microphone in front of his face, he needs to say,
of course, yes.
I made a mistake.
Yes.
I let my emotions get the best of me. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have walked out on my team.
Yeah.
And I understand why I had to be punished, but I'm ready to go.
I think today has a lot to do with how he's received on Sunday. Because
I agree.
It's the first, you've got the media availability. He's going to be in the locker room. If he handles it correctly,
because is he going to be the number two receiver or the third? Because Wicks did not play well last week, and you're going to have Reed, your one. And is it going to be Dobbs, or is it going to be, because Watson's not going
to
play?
That's the balance that LaFleur has to have. Do I allow him to have a bunch of targets.
Sure.
Even though he threw a hissy fit last week.
Yeah.
Do I reward him for that? That's the tough part for LaFleur.
And if I was a coach, I probably would. Start the game out with a stick route, something simple. Maybe not the first play of the game, but get him involved and just say, hey, we're fine. Fine. There's a bump in the road. That's all it was. We're moving forward.
Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy today. Will D and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody, and we will be back with you tomorrow.